There, you see what I mean about it being a weird report? It was rubbish. It was impossible to tell if the runt had actually seen something important, or if he'd just been waltzing around headquarters muttering to himself. I decided to get to the bottom of this. Drover, wake up. We need to discuss this report you turned in. He twitched and squeaked. Drover, I'm giving you a direct order. Wake up this very moment. His head shot up. Two eyes filled with a great emptiness stared at me. His ears were set at different angles, one pointing upward and the other pointing east. And then he said, this is a direct quote, he said, "Oh, hi, we're away from the foam right now. Just leave a mess and we'll get back to sleep." Honk, snurf, and with that, his eyes slammed shut and he collapsed back into the gravitational pull of his gunny sack. Was I gonna sit there and take that for an answer? No, sir. I pushed myself up from my cluttered desk and rumbled over to his prostrate body. I placed my mouth right next to the flap of his left ear and went into a little routine we call railroad crossing, train coming. That got his attention. He jumped 2 feet into the air, and when he hit the ground again, his eyes were wide open.
"Help! Murder! Mayday! A train's coming! Oh, my leg!"
He stared at me for a long moment.
"Oh, hi. Did you see that train?"
"There's no train, Drover. I was merely trying to wake you up, and I was forced to use my train horn application." His eyes darted from side to side.
"No, this was a real train. I saw it myself."
I heaved a sigh. "Drover, I repeat, there was no train."
Then what was that thing I saw?"
"I have no idea. Describe it."
"Well, let's see here. It was this huge thing made of iron and steel. It had wheels instead of legs and..."
"Wait a minute. Hold everything. You say it had wheels? Describe the wheels."
"Well, they were round, and they were turning."
"Round, turning. This is interesting, Drover, because the objects you've described fit our profiles of wheels. Were you aware of that?" "Go on, tell me more."
"Well, it blew its horn and it said, 'Choo-choo.'"
I stared into the vacuum of his eyes. "Choo-choo? Are you serious?" I began pacing back and forth in front of him, as I often do when my mind is racing. Drover was on to something here, and I had to find out exactly what it was. I didn't want to leap to any pasty conclusions, but it certainly appeared that we had an enemy train running loose on the ranch.